KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, with the pleasure of having Kansas State University President Richard Myers in studio with us, and rare opportunity to get to visit with you. I know you're a busy guy, and thank you for joining us today. A lot of things we could talk. Let's start off on a positive note. Princeton University, Princeton, of course, recognizing K-State, and also Money Magazine. Might want to mention that.
Well, yeah, the Princeton Review survey came out, as it's done the past many years. And K-State, again, was ranked pretty high in things like number one in the nation in town-gown relations, number two for best athletic facilities, number three for best quality of life, number three for students packed the stadium, number six for happiest students, number six for students love their colleges, number six for best health services, number seven for best run colleges. You know, it's gratifying when a survey comes out, and these are student surveys, across the country, and people think that highly of Kansas State University. Also released by Money Magazine this month was they named K-State the best educational value in Kansas. So that's the second year in a row that we've been named that. So those are a lot of positives, and of course, as the president of the university, you always like to emphasize the positives. We always have lots of opportunities and challenges that we have to work on, but it's nice to start out, and I think number one for great town-gown relations is really important to Kansas State University, because in this era of reduced resources, the way you make progress is you partner, and Manhattan is a great partner for Kansas State University. We really appreciate that.
Speaking of town and gown, I know there was that conference that was held, I think, within the last few months. And mm-hmm. I believe Linda Morse went to that. Jack Ayers, student mm-hmm. body president,
correct,
went. I mean, there really are good efforts that way, coordinating and networking with other groups too.
We really try to work that. We you know, it's like any relationship in life, it requires tending, and and both sides have to make efforts to make it work, and I can say that Manhattan makes a lot of effort to make it work, and I think we at K-State try to do the same thing.
Well, the school year's here. The students are back. How
it
are
is definitely
going?
Here. Well, you can't find parking spaces in Aggieville any longer. You know, when school ends in May, and for the most part, I mean, we're pretty busy through the summer too, but most of the students leave in May, for the first week, I think everybody breathes a sigh of relief, says, phew, now we can take a breather. But after about a week, you start to get lonely. You say, where's all the activity? What's happening? And so we're delighted that students are back. A lot of them are already back. There are a lot of activities going on. We're going to have a convocation for the new class, the freshman class, on Sunday evening in Bramblage, and then a pep rally in Bill Snyder Family Stadium following that. That's always a lot of fun. And so we hope to get the freshman class off on the right foot and having fun, and have a serious side too, but having fun at the same time.
And, of course, a reminder that Monday, even though there is the eclipse, classes are scheduled.
Well, yeah, the one thing we did modify was Monday, the first day of school, is usually the record day, and if you miss it, you're disenrolled. But we've moved that to Tuesday, so now it's up to students and faculty to decide how they're going to do their classes. We've said classes will go on, but that can be – it's going to be very liberal, because this can be an educational event. That's how we're approaching it, and we – you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of faculty members, and there'll be a lot of students that'll take time to observe the eclipse, hopefully safely, and a lot of them going north to where the 100% line comes through.
Of course, a viewing will be Bosco Plaza. They're going to be having a viewing, I believe, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A group of alumni going to St. Joseph, Missouri. That's
right,
close to my old stomping grounds, Atchison,
right,
Kansas.
Right.
So a lot of activity. You mind sharing with us what your plans are for eclipse viewing?
I'm still trying to decide what it is. I thought, well, maybe I'll just drive up to Nebraska, maybe Beatrice or something. But then I heard everybody's going to Beatrice, Nebraska. You know, it's not. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle the crowd that's going to show up. So, I'm not precisely sure. I may just wind up on Bosco Plaza. That sounds like a good place for the president to be.
Most definitely. Well, taking a look at the year to come, maybe some goals, some challenges. I know budget continues to be a little bit of concern, but.
Well, you know, as the Kansas legislature ended their session, I think higher education did okay this year. They restored some of the cuts from a previous year. which resulted in a couple of million dollars coming our way. And they also put in a pay raise for employees. The problem is the way they did it, and I'm sure they had great intentions, but the way it worked out is if you've been here over 5 years and had a pay raise in the last few years, then you didn't get any raise. So we'd had nobody over 5 years that would have gotten a pay raise under the plan. And yet folks that have just signed on here at K-State got pay raises. So we made the decision to give everybody a 2.5% pay raise, and compensation was our top budget priority for fiscal year 18, which we've just started in July, and we fulfilled that promise. Now, 2.5 is not a lot, but we felt it was time overdue, and wish it could have been more, but it should help with some of the increases in medical expenses and so forth that our employees and faculty and staff are dealing with. So.
And you're in pretty good shape staffing-wise, got the folks that you need and that sort of thing.
Well, we have lots of searches underway. We're about ready to conclude a search for a chief information officer. I think I interviewed the last candidate coming to campus today, and then week after next we'll meet and decide who the person's going to be. We're in the beginning throes of a search for a new provost, as April Mason indicated she wants to leave at the end of next year, at the end of this fiscal year, so 30 June next year. And we've got a search for a chief diversity officer because we've reorganized how we're going to be organized for diversity and inclusion. And for the first time at K-State, we'll have a chief diversity and inclusion person who will report to the president. And we'll be on the president's cabinet. That's the feedback we got from campus as we surveyed campus to say, how would you like to see this organized? So we've got a lot of searches started, and that, I'm just named a few. There's some more out there as well. And they take a lot of energy to make sure we get the right people here at Kansas State University.
In fact, I know April Mason, Provost, that announcement came in last week when I was out of town, and I was kind of surprised to hear that. But maybe we ought to say a few words about April. And I know she'll be in a bit later this month. She plans to come in on our program also.
Yeah. What I tell you is that coming to Kansas State as the president and being a non-academic, I relied heavily on April for her acumen in academia and understanding our academy here, our enterprise at Kansas State University. It's a tough job being the provost. You arbitrate and decide on lots of issues. We have great deans all making arguments for their priorities, and in the end, April has to make some of those calls. She's also been around this business for a long time, so her judgment, the way she thinks about things, the way she organizes things, has been a great help, I think, to Kansas State University and for me personally. So as a colleague, I'm going to miss having April here. And this was her decision. It was kind of planned in a way, but it was her decision on the timing. And so this is what she wants to do. We wish her good luck, of course, when she leaves. We hope she'll come back occasionally. She's not going to be too far away. I think she's going to kind of make her new headquarters out of Colorado. But we hope we see her around because she's meant so much. When she leaves, it'll be 8.5 years at Kansas State University as provost. And we've made a lot of progress in those 8.5 years. And April can take a lot of credit for that.
Diversity you mentioned, and I know with the times in our nation today, let's just take a look at the nation as a whole. There's a lot of concerns about diversity, treatment of such issues, and sounds like you're really working hard on that, as you mentioned, and some of the changes that you're anticipating.
Well, we're trying to organize a little bit differently going forward. So the current chief diversity officer is under the provost, and we're going to move that position under Dr. Bosco, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, because one of the things we're going to try to work on is success rate among minority students compared to white students. White students do better in terms of graduation rates and so forth, and we've got to fix that. We've got to make sure that everybody has the chance to be successful here, and so putting that diversity position focused on multicultural students under Dr. Bosco is one way we think we can do that. And then on top of that, bringing in a brand new position, a person that will be our chief of diversity and inclusion to work the broader issues across all of campus to include, for instance, diversity representation on our faculty and our staff. So we can do better, and we need to do better. And hoping this person can take that broad view, look at this strategically, and help us progress in that area as well. So we think at least we'll be organized properly. We're going to have searches for both those positions that I mentioned. There'll be national searches, and hopefully we'll get the right kind of people to come here and help us move forward. Now, we are lucky that we're in Kansas. But, you know, I don't know that we have statues that are offensive like some of the ones in Virginia and other places. So we're fortunate in that regard, and been on the right side of history, if you will. We can always improve, and I think that's one of the things we work as Manhattan and as K-State. Those are things we try to improve to make sure that our environment here is welcoming and inclusive.
Very good. And why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is about 9:16. I know we have a lot more to get into today as we continue with Kansas State University President Richard Myers. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.